بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم مسجد دار السلام تورنتو كندا Monday after Asr Salah 19th of Ramadan 30th of August 2010 The types of nafs The effects of watching TV Music in the business places The bayan is presented by Hazrat Maulana Rafiq Sufi Shahid Damat Barakatuhu
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم ربنا زدنا علما يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم اجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم Respected Honorable Ulama Ikram Respected Elders, Colleagues, Friends and Children in Islam Honorable Mothers and Sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا Indeed for you, in the Prophet of Allah is a good example. لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا This great example will only be an example for the one who desires to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who desires Allah, the one who desires that the pleasure of Allah is attained and gained. لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ I'm the one who wishes that he meets his Lord on the Day of Judgment in the state that his Rabb is pleased with him, inshaAllah. لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا and he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very frequently. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this beautiful and very virtuous and very blessed month of Ramadan for a purpose, and that is that we get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We create taqwa in our hearts. We become God conscious. We create piety in ourselves. And we become those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. And we become those that when we ask, Allah accepts our prayers inshaAllah. We become those that when people look at us, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that quality of taqwa. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Our nafs and our soul, we're always going through a challenge with our souls. There are in reality three types of souls. لا أقسم بيوم القيامة ولا أقسم بالنفس اللوامة. One is the nafs اللوامة. One is the nafs أمارة. وما أبرئ نفسي إن النفس لأمارة بالسوء إلا ما رحم ربي. The first is the soul which unfortunately is away from the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It subordinates itself to all the lust and desires of his heart. It gives up at all fronts. And it's amara to su, nafs, which is giving him hukam. Do this, eat haram, do sin. So whatever the nafs is telling him, he is acting upon that. Amarah means giving hukam and ordering. And in ordering not only once, that he gives one order, but keep on ordering the heart. The heart keeps on ordering him to do bad, and he keeps on doing bad. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This is amara to su. May Allah protect us from that kind of a nafs. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. May He save us from that. May He make us from those who are at least have been given the opportunity of having a nafs lawwama. Allah says in the Quran in Suratul Qiyamah, La uqsimu biyawmil qiyamah. Allah says, I swear by the day of judgment. Here, la is za'ida, is extra. It doesn't mean I don't swear, meaning I swear by the day of judgment. Wala uqsimu bin nafsil lawwama. And Allah says, I also swear by the self-repouching soul. The soul, when we do sin, then immediately we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our nafs will order us to do something bad. But immediately we do what? We repouch ourselves. We do lawwam. We feel sorry. We regret. And then we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. This is nafs lawwama. May Allah grant us that inshaAllah. And the least is that we are given this. But the next stage is what me and you have to strive hard for. And that is nafsul mutma'inna. Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutma'inna. Irji'i ila rabbiki. Radiyatan mardiyah. فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the 30 juz of the Holy Quran, يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةِ. Oh, the soul which is the content soul, subhanallah. The soul which has got itminan, which is confident, it is basically happy, and it knows that it has pleased the Lord. And Allah says, يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةِ. In the dunya, you spent your life not fulfilling your desires. You spent your life by repouching yourself. And you spent your life not only but going a stage further by pleasing your Lord, subhanallah. By pleasing your Lord. Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutma'inna. Today, the time has come for you to return to me. Today, you are going to come back to me. But how are you going to come back? Irji'i ila rabbik. Return to your Lord in a state radiya, that you are pleased with your Lord and your Lord is pleased with you, subhanallah. You are pleased with your Lord and your Lord is pleased with you. Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutma'inna. Irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya. Fadkhuli fi ibadi. Enter with my servants, meaning enter into paradise. فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. And enter into my paradise. Allah grant us that. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah Ta'ala grant us nafs mutma'inna insha'Allah. Thumma insha'Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained fasts for upon us. So we rectify our souls. We purify our nafs. Yeah, we take all the razail out, all the filth which is in our hearts, because our hearts and our nafs does get polluted, does get polluted with the environment, with the activities that we do. Allah says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Indeed successful is the one who purifies his nafs. Indeed successful is the one who purifies his nafs. And indeed the one is in total loss and is in total disarray. In that person, he is a loser who actually pollutes his nafs. How does he pollute his nafs? By doing sin. When we sin, we're actually polluting our nafs. This is why my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when a person and a believer, he does one sin, Allah puts a black dot onto his heart. Allah puts a black dot onto his heart. And then when he sins again, another black dot is put onto his heart. Eventually he keeps on sinning and his whole heart becomes blackened. His whole heart becomes blackened. And then no khair and no goodness can be entered into his heart. People sin and then they don't repent. They don't ask for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's when these black dots continue. But if somebody does a sin and the black dot goes onto his heart, but then he repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he forgives, he asks for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will wash away these dots, inshallah. Allah will wash away these dots. Remember, ma'siyat, iyaka wal ma'siyah. Iyaka wal ma'siyah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, save yourself from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the displeasure, فَإِنَّ سَخَطَ اللَّهِ حَلَّ بِهِ. Because the displeasure of Allah will descend upon the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will be displeased with us if we sin. So if we sin, Allah has given us the opportunity to ask for forgiveness and ask for forgiveness from the depth of our hearts. We make sure that we make a firm resolution that we're not going to do that sin again. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, let us think of these things. Let us think that Allah has given me this beautiful month of Ramadan. This is the Ashara of Maghfirah, which is coming to an end very closely. Tomorrow is going to be our last day. We have to ask for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At-ta'ibu min al-dhambi kaman la dhamba lahu. The one who will repent in the court of Allah will be as though he has no sin at all, subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the one who repent to him. Kullu bani adama khata'un. Every son of Adam makes a mistake. But the best amongst the one who makes a mistake is the one who repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to have sincere repentance. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Yeah? Tawbah is not, oh Allah, me maafi mangta, oh Allah, forgive me, Allah, forgive me. Not lip service only. But like I said, we have to make a firm resolution in our hearts that we are not going to do that sin again. We are not going to do that sin again. We feel regret. We feel remorse that we've done that in the first place. And now we make a firm resolution. I have broken the laws of Allah. I was not punctual on my prayer. I have broken the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now I will try and uphold the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, La yu'minu ahadukum hatta yakuna hawahu tab'an lima ji'tu bih. That none of you can become a complete believer until he does not subordinate himself to the deen which I have brought, meaning the deen al-Islam, the beautiful deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's chosen Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Islam, actually, the religion Islam was not only given to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we are fortunate, we are so lucky that we have been given the title of Muslims and Muslimin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Islam from the first day since he created Adam alayhi salam. Every Nabi was given deen. Every Nabi was given some commandments to follow. And they had this deen to follow. But we are privileged and we are honored that the deen that we follow has been given the title Islam. And the religion that we follow and the people that follow this religion are given the title Muslims. No other nation was given this honor. We have been given this honor by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this beautiful deen al-Islam. May Allah grant us, me and you, the proper tawfiq to follow the beautiful teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like I was saying, ma ataakumu rasulu fakhudhu wa ma nahakum anhu fantahu. What the Nabi gave us, we take. What he forbade us, we save ourselves from that. If we do this, then we will create the quality of taqwa in our hearts. If we do this, if we make this firm resolution, I will not do what my Nabi says not to do. I did it in the past. I made a mistake. Now I make this firm resolution that I'm not going to do it again. So regret on the past and make a firm resolution that you're not going to do it again. But nafs, ammara, is with us all the time. Our nafs is always telling us to do bad. By chance, if we make that mistake again, then don't worry. Always Allah is there to forgive, inshallah. Allah is there to forgive. But not like the tawbah of today. Chalo bhai guna kar leta hu, phir Allah se maafi mang lunga. People make mazak and joke with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They say, oh, let me just do this sin, I'll ask forgiveness. Do we really know that we're going to live until that? No. People make these intentions of sinning. Sin, by mistake, you ask for forgiveness, Allah will forgive. But sinning intentionally, planning to sin. Some people plan. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. Before Ramadan comes, sometimes people make intentions, good intentions, that we are not going to watch the TV. We are not going to watch movies. We are not going to watch the regular soap programs and the regular programs that come. These programs that come, brothers and sisters, they nothing but corrupting the mind and the hearts. I call them soap, they call them soaps. And I say that is why they are soapy programs, yeah? They create bubbles in the minds. They create confusion. Because these soaps are nothing but confusion. Everything they show in these programs, in these dramas, are confusing. Because all the messages in there are confusing. Whenever they show these soap or programs, what they do? One is having an affair with somebody else. He is married. He is having an affair with somebody else. His wife is married. She's having an affair with somebody else. And that's all it's about. That's all it's about in these soap operas. All it's about is having affairs and having illicit relationships. That's all it is. And oh, boys and girls, not only boys and girls, Allah mafarmaye, even our elderly generation, Indian drama dekhna hai, fir tumhara drama hoga kabhi, Allah hifazat farmaye, drama dekhna hai inko. And they basically sit down, and they're watching the daily drama that comes, you know, and they make sure, they take on some, na'udhu billah, what do? They sit in front of the box. And now you call them the screens. You got the plasma screens, you know, the big ones, yeah? And they sit in, and they got a tasbih. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Watching drama, and praying tasbih. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And I've seen this sometimes. I go somebody's house, visit, and you know, you just suddenly go to somebody's house, and they watch it. They say, why did the Maulvi come at this time for, yeah? Hey, why did the Maulvi come at this time? He's gonna spoil my drama today, eh? Because he's gonna give me a drama today, eh? Yeah, so and he got tasbih in his hand. I say, he's looking at the watch, is anything okay? I say, Malsab, go jara, abhi program aane wala hai na. Kya bhai, kya hone wala hai? To wo drama jo aata hai na amara. I say, Allah maaf farmaye, yeah? Allah forgive you? He says, drama, I've got to watch my drama. I say, what drama? He says, wo aata hai na har hafte ko. So what's the problem? What benefit does that give you? Nee, bas waise, bas. Waise, Malsab, mein tasbih to parta hoon na, sir. Allahu Akbar. I still pray the tasbih, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. How can it be justified? This kind of dhikr is not dhikr. This is just merely lip service. So what I was saying, that they're watching the screen, they're watching these dramas, and people actually plan to sin. What do they do? Some of the people say, oh, ni mashallah, Ramzan aa chuka hai, so no more dramas. So they tell the family, put the parda on the screen, mashallah. Usko parda laga do, mashallah. So you go to some households, and what do you see? You see parda, and you see a cloth on the TV screen, mashallah, yeah? You see the cloth on the plasma screens. What's happened? Bhai, isko parda mein dalna hai, isko, haan. Isko zara parda mein rakho. Kiri te parda. So when is the parda gonna come off? Woh fir nikal jayega Ramzan ke baad, inshallah. It's gonna come up after Ramadan. Yeah. Now what do? They don't wanna miss the drama. They don't wanna miss the drama. So what do? Na'udhu billah. Some people actually program and they record the dramas. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. They say, oh, how can I miss 4 series? No man, I don't know what's going on afterwards, yeah? So I need to make sure I catch up with the series. So what do? I record the drama. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And then this is planning. This is planning sin. Yeah, this is actually planning sin. That you're actually planning to record these programs and then you're gonna plan to watch them after Ramadan. Totally unacceptable. Brothers and sisters, what are these dramas gonna help us? Like I say, they are soapy programs. They just create confusion and bubbles in the minds. Nothing good comes out from them. All these programs are just for a reason of making money, that's all. They just want people to have some messages from there and then they basically want to create confusion in the community. Wallahi, the more the people don't watch these things, the more the community will be at rest. I've seen it not only in our countries. Subhanallah, I see this when I sometimes go to India, when I go to other countries as well, like Bangladesh. And it's a universal problem. It's a universal problem. People are clued onto these dramas. People might not have any money to actually feed the family. But they'll have a small TV in the house. La hawla wa la quwwata. They'll have a small TV. Oh, we have to pass our time. We have to watch the box. They'll be phoning. Aji, hame zara, jo is saal zara zakat ki fikr rakhna. Yeah, they'll phone and they'll say, can you send us zakat because we don't have money for passing our Ramadan. And then they'll say that, oh, first the zakat. And then if you go and visit them in the homes, they'll have the small box. Yeah, they'll have the box there. And then what's this? Well, Masab, you need it. Pastime ke liye to kuch na kuch to chahiye na. La hawla. You need something to pass time. And then la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Like I say, they are watching them during Ramadan. Allah save us and protect us. Ameen ya Rabbul Alameen. Allah save us and protect us. Iyaka wal ma'siyah. Fa inna bil ma'siyati halla sakhatullah. Yeah? So, save yourselves from sinning. For with sinning, Allah's displeasure will be descending upon you. Allah sakha, Allah's narazgi will come. Save ourselves, brothers and sisters in Islam. We make sure that we protect ourselves from sins. Allah will create noor in our hearts, inshallah. Allah will create noor on our faces, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the tawfiq and hidayah to abstain from other sins, inshallah ta'ala. But when we have the will, when we've done, we regret. We say, no, alhamdulillah, this Ramadan, I did not watch the TV. Now I'm not going to continue, inshallah. I am not going to watch it anymore. I make this firm resolution that I am not going to see all these things which are not supposed to be seen. I am not saying that the TV is a means of total. What I'm saying, generally it is, there's more harm than any benefit in there. What I'm saying, you do get good programs as well. You get educational programs. You have the internet, you get educational programs from there as well. What I'm trying to say is generally speaking, the majority of what comes on there is destructive and it is not good for our iman. So we should try and avoid it as much as we can. Like, because unfortunately, our mothers and sisters, what do? When a child starts to cry, TV ke samne rakh. That's the babysitter. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. They have made that the babysitter. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. We don't realize how harmful it is for the child. We see today, we're complaining our children have an attitude towards us. We are complaining that our children are rebellious against us. They would be, because the programs they see, they have influence on their mind, subhanAllah. You see the program Simpsons, the program, the cartoon called The Simpsons. And I have done study on that. And they mention in there that in that program, they actually encourage them to swear at their parents. They actually encourage them to rebel against their parents. They actually encourage them to lie. And they have these kind of messages. And they actually show them as though this is something good. This is cool. This is chilling. This is nice. This is something that you should do. And mothers and ladies don't realize. And what do? When the child starts crying, put the qiraat on, subhanAllah. Put the qiraat on. Inshallah, the qiraat will soothe the child, inshallah. Put some nasheed on without any music. And then that nasheed with the words of Allah and the words of Rasulullah ﷺ will soothe that child. Why are we making the music and why are we making these kind of programs, yeah? The babysitter for our children. And the study that they've done in regard, I don't say this. No Muslim is saying this. Non-Muslims have done research. Non-Muslims
have done research, and they mention, because we get impressed by the, you know, scientists and by the researchers of the West. When we say Allah says is Rasulullah, we don't really seem to understand very quickly. Why? We always ask why. Why can't we see the soul programs? What's wrong with it, Shaykh? We're just sitting down in the home, passing some time. Why? All we know is why. But when we say, oh, you know, we've got some research. Oh, really? Is Westerners and, you know, these academics have given some research thesis on this? Oh, we get impressed. Oh, mashallah. So sometimes we need to share that. Not so that we give less importance to the Quran and Sunnah. No, never. We don't give no less importance. In fact, it's just a mere mention so that we realize that also these people understand the harms. Also these people understand the harms. So what I was mentioning, that the researchers have said in regards to the TV, that when the child watches it in a very young age, it actually creates some messages in the back of the mind. It puts messages, it programs messages. Yeah? And it has an influence on the child and on a person. Even elders, it has influence on. This is why they did the study. And they did a study and they went to university. And in university, they saw the results. They saw the results of the academics and the university students. And they did a research. And they did a survey that how many students were passing how many hours watching the box. Yeah? And they came out with the result on the survey was clear cut. Those students that spent less hours in front of the screen, they had results in flying colors, mashallah. Their results were in flying colors. But those that used that as a distraction, every time wanting to see the soap operas and the programs and whatnot on the TV, because it's never ending. You have a program in the morning, have a program in the afternoon, or a program at night time, and then before you sleep again, another program. It's never ending. It's all day, it's 24/7. So when are you ever going to stop? It's never ending. And there isn't always. What they do is, as far as I know, what they do is at the end of the day, after the half an hour or 45 minute scheduled program, they bring it to such a level that a person wants to see the next episode. Yeah, they want to know what happened next. So it's suspense. So they know the nature of man. They know how to play with the mind of people. They have invested millions. Don't you think these companies, corporations, have spent millions in trying to study the mind of the human being? They have. They spent millions of trying to understand. And then they accordingly want to create people who will go onto their shows and create revenue for themselves. It's all about revenue. It's nothing else. This dunya is all materialistic. It's all about materialistic gain. And that's all it is. They don't achieve anything. We don't achieve anything. They achieve everything. We don't achieve anything. We're paying. I don't know, in this country, in our country, they have to pay for license. Do they have to pay in this country for TV? TV license in this country?
No.
There's no TV license. Allahu Akbar. Even worse, subhanAllah. In our country, at least, they have to pay towards the TV broadcasting programs. For the main channels that they get, they have to buy a license. It's called a TV license. And they have to pay, I don't know how much, maybe 50 or 100 pounds a year. Yeah? And that goes towards the TV basically being broadcasted into your home. And they have an aerial and whatever. So that, they're actually paying money. Yeah? They're actually paying money to see the program. But you people in Canada, is a bigger test for you, subhanAllah. It's much more, a greater test for you. Is that you don't have to buy a license maybe, then the inclination is going to be there of all the time watching the box. May Allah protect us, you know. Like I said, the researches are quite clear. And they mention in that this will have an influence on a person's attitude. Yeah? You make a baby in front of the TV box. Just make them sit there. See what happens. Suddenly it will observe. It will see, you know, the gestures and whatever they see on the screen. And immediately it will try and imitate it. Immediately it will try and imitate it. Yeah? And I've heard people coming out, sometimes you go somewhere and you're small children and they do something and you think they've done it out of innocence. Yeah? And immediately the father or mother will say, "Dekho mashallah, wo fulla program mein aisa kiya tha na, dekho mere bacche ne aisa kiya." La hawla wala quwwata illa billah. They're happy about that. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. He's dancing in a certain way. Oh yeah, they saw that in that program and my son is dancing in that way. My daughter is dancing in that way. La hawla wala quwwata illa billah. It has an immediate effect on the child, on the mind of a child, on the mind of people. So what I'm saying is they do have influence. There is more shar than khair. There is more shar than khair. This is why our ulama say you should try and avoid it. You should try and avoid. Some ulama have gone to the extreme saying it's totally haram to have a TV in the home. They have gone to that extreme. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them for their opinion. Fine. Alhamdulillah. Yeah? But what I'm saying, the least is that avoid what is harmful. And take benefit, because obviously it could always be a debate that I have a internet service at my home, but internet's got so many things inside there. Is it halal or haram to keep the internet in my home? Sheikh was mentioning, I was that day, I wanted some internet access. So I asked Sheikh, some internet access in the masjid. He says, masjid, not every home, but every people has got internet access, subhanAllah. Sheikh goes, everybody personally has got internet access in Canada, mashallah. You guys have got kind of internet access on your mobiles, yeah? So, internet is there. And they know that this is a medium of getting their messages out to the masses out there. So they will use that as a tool of corrupting the people's minds. But it is for me and you to choose. Allah has given us guidance. This is haq, this is batil. Sabirul ghay, sabirul rushd, sabirul ghay. This is the right path, this is the wrong path. The choice is ours. We have got a choice. If we have the internet, unfortunately, sometimes it's unavoidable. Sometimes it's unavoidable. For example, sometimes when I go onto my Hotmail and when I go to check my email messages, on the side, they sometimes come up with some stupid things. But it's unavoidable. I've said so many, we have to create a website where we can see our emails without these things popping up. But obviously, at the end of the day, Hotmail is under MSN. And they are the ones that are giving this service to us. So they will want their messages to be broadcasted on the Hotmail as well. On their website, on their page. So some things are unavoidable. You go to the supermarket. And you go into the supermarket, you save yourself from listening to music. But you've gone into the supermarket now. And you know the stores, they have the music drumming down your ears, yeah? They have the music loud. You have no choice. You've gone to the supermarket to do some shopping. You don't go there to listen to music. Who goes there to listen to music? Put your hands up. Nobody goes there. You go for shopping, man. Unless somebody does go. In that store, there's very good music. No. Nobody goes to listen to music. They go there for the personal need. You go for buying your clothes. You go for shopping or whatever. But unfortunately, some stores, they have music. In my country, they were trying to pass a legislation in the UK that they should be, no kind of music should be put on into the stores, because it could be, somebody might not want to listen to it. But unfortunately, it's not as yet, the legislation has not gone through. But I hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assists them in their cause, because we don't really want to listen to that music, and we're forced to listen to it without choice. Because we go to that supermarket, we have no choice but to go to that store to buy something, yet music is drumming down our ears. But we don't have a choice. At that time, we do tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah protect us. We do dua. Allah save me. Allah ta'ala create a better environment for me. And some shops, mashallah, they don't have music. Allah ta'ala bless them, inshallah. Allah give them barakah. Nowadays, people in restaurants, na'udhu billah, in restaurants, they want to have music. One day, I went into a restaurant, and the guy had put music on. So I went up to him, I said, brother, can you see who I am? He said, yeah, I know. He says, do you cater for everybody in your restaurant? Yes, yes, customer service. Priority. Customer service is priority. I says, if a customer asks for something, would you be able to fulfill that need? He says, yeah, why not, you know? He said, look, I am a scholar, yeah? And if I come to your restaurant and there's music and somebody looks at me from outside, it's not good for me and it's not for somebody else. So can you please put the music? Well, you know, it's a problem because, you know, we have other customers who want to listen to music. I said, which customer comes to your restaurant to listen to music, yeah? They're coming here to dine with themselves. They're coming here to eat the food. They don't come here to listen to your music. Why are you putting the music on for? Let them eat in peace. Let me eat in peace as well, yeah? He goes, well, that's true. I said, go ask your customers. Do they want the music on? He said, no, I can't do that. I said, put it off and see what happens. I said, let me give you an alternative. I will give you a CD, which has got anasheed, and beautiful English anasheed, and they have got messages in there. Salam, Islam, and love, and mahabba, and all these messages are in there, re-glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there are beautiful messages in there of trying to encourage people to act on Islam. Why don't you put that nasheed in there and see the difference? It's okay, Shaykh, I'll try that. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. He acted upon his advice. Next time I went, said, Shaykh, mashallah, all my customers love what I put on, subhanAllah. This is the difference. This is the difference. I said, this is what I mean. People don't come there to listen to music. They are kind of come there because of the food that they want to eat. They go out with the family. So like I said, sometimes we go into a restaurant and we put in a situation that, and you know, it has effect on the food. Yeah, let me tell you. The food that's been prepared, if the food we eat has been prepared with the name of Allah, that food will have effect on our hearts. It will have an effect on our hearts. If the food is prepared with full blast music, then we're gonna eat it because we're dum 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 dum, huh? Yeah, it's gonna create that in ourselves. It's gonna have an effect on ourselves as well. So the food that we eat, the preparation of that food is also important. The way it's been prepared is very important. So we're gonna make sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves us from all these things. And whatever is within our capacity and capability, we have to try and avoid. Coming to the conclusion is that what I mentioned is that we have to make sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the tawfiq to ask for forgiveness. Forgiveness from the bottom of our hearts. Yeah? Not forgiveness with our lips. Not saying, oh Allah, I ask for forgiveness, and then in the heart, there is a chupa rustam. There's chupa rustam. There's some hidden thing in thy heart. Oh, after Eid, I'm gonna do this. On the day of Eid, I'm gonna go to the cinemas. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. I'm gonna watch the new movie. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. No, no, no. Make firm intention. We're not gonna do that. Allah will help you and assist you, inshallah. Yeah. Like I said, these programs are never ending. A movie will come out today, a movie will come out tomorrow. And movies have been coming out for years. They're never gonna finish. They will keep on coming out. After you die, they'll still come out. Until the day of judgment, and then Allah will make their own film. Allah is making their movie, yeah. Allah is making their movie. On the day of judgment, Allah will take the na'mai amal out, yeah. He will take the book of deeds out, and He will show them, look, this is your video now, huh? This is your film. This is your life. This is your life. And Allah will say, look, you did this, you did this, you did this. And then at that time, He say, ha, ha. Ma li hadha al-kitab. Ma li hadha al-kitab. Oh, what's this? What's this book? Ma li hadha al-kitab. La yugadiru saghiratan wa la kabiratan illa ahsaha. It's not left anything. Everything I did on the face of this earth, every large, every small, every huge, every minute thing, every massive thing that I did on the face of this earth, this book is mentioning. It's got my whole life history in there. لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا. Whatever he did will be brought forward now. It will be present. Allah save us. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Allah save us from shame on the day of judgment. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. So like I said, on the day of judgment, their films will be shown. Every person's life history will be said. Allah gave us an opportunity that Allah grants us Jannah without reckoning. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Allah grants us Jannah without hisab kitab, inshaAllah. So we ask for forgiveness. And we are weak, we know. We are weak, we know. We are weak. Nafs and shaitan is with us. But we have a battle, constant battle with the shaitan, with the nafs. This is what Allah loves. This is what Allah likes. Our struggle. Allah loves our struggle. You know, the people that reach high status, also they have struggle. But they have it at a different level. They have the struggle. Struggle happens until deathbed. Allahu Akbar. They are not immune from the attack of shaitan. They are not immune from the attack of the nafs. But they are going through this struggle all the time. Mujahadatul nafs. This is what it is about. Our nafs, we have to keep on struggle with our nafs. Sometimes we have to make sure that we overpower our nafs. And don't let it loose and do what it wants. Sometimes the nafs might take you, but immediately we gain conscience again. And we control our nafs again. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes. That when we do this struggle, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Allah says, indeed those that struggle, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا, for our sake, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا, indeed we will guide them on our path, inshallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we hope Allah guides us, inshallah. Allah grants us the ability to stay away from sins, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite mercy, accept what has been said and heard. And may He grant us true taqwa. And may He grant us true repentance. And may He forgive us before tomorrow. And before the days, the last ashara commences, may Allah forgive all our sins and write our names from in the list of those who will be given salvation from the hellfire. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. وما علينا إلا البلاغ وصلى الله على النبي الكريم سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك وصلى الله على النبي الكريم فجزاكم الله خيرا أحسن الجزاء في الدارين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.